To politics now. Santorum wins Iowa in a revised caucus result. Perry looks like a dropout before the South Carolina primary on Saturday. And Gingrich, the former Georgia congressman, whose 6th congressional district is just west of South Carolina, he's also former Speaker of the House, Gingrich looks to have some real momentum in the Palmetto State all of a sudden. We've got political questions. He's got our political answers this morning. Ron Christie, contributor to itsafreecountry.org, joins us. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, John.
All right. Now, let's talk first about Rick Perry. Multiple reports say he is dropping out of the race. First of all, what do you know?
I know pretty much what you've heard. I've heard some folks earlier this morning who called me and said, you're not going to believe it, but we think Governor Perry's dropping out. If it's true, I think this puts a very interesting dimension to the race, John. For one, you've always had Senator Santorum, Speaker Newt Gingrich, and Rick Perry vying for the social conservative vote, as well as voting for the as well as those vying for the state's right perspective. And I think if it's now just a draw between Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich, the emergence of the anti-Romney candidate could be a more formidable force for the former Massachusetts governor to have to contend with in the days to come.
Now, talk to me a little bit. You're in this game as a Republican political strategist. You know some of the people who have been in some of these reports. I don't want you to betray any sources, and you may be out of the loop on this as well, but you do know how this works. There have been reports of calls being made to the Perry campaign, calls being made to the Texas governor suggesting that he move out, possibly calls from funders, from talk radio hosts who are prominent in the sort of conservative landscape. Has there been an effort behind the scenes to winnow down this conservative candidate pool so that there's a vote between Romney and one candidate by Saturday in South Carolina?
No question about it, John. And in fact, Speaker Gingrich was rather overt, even though, of course, his campaign never officially confirmed this. But his campaign, from the sources that I have, was working behind the scenes to have Senator Santorum drop out, to have Governor Perry drop out and say the social conservatives, the anti-Romney forces need to coalesce around one candidate, and that one candidate is me, Newt Gingrich. And I've been hearing this for 3 or 4 days now. So the potential departure of Governor Perry from this race would only confirm what I've been hearing for days now, which is there are efforts going on behind the scenes. There are conversations. There are emails and negotiations to say we need one alternative. And it looks like we might just have one less person standing on the stage for the debate tonight in Charleston. And that very well could be the departure of Governor Rick Perry.
But it doesn't resolve the issue, Ron Christie, and that's really the interesting part. Evangelicals were trying to move this along by backing Rick Santorum at a meeting over the weekend in Texas. But now there's a wrinkle. Santorum wins Iowa in a revised caucus result there by 34 votes. Formerly, he had lost by 8. In fact, the GOP in Iowa says there's so much sort of error in the whole count at this point that they really can't say who is the actual winner. So they're declaring it kind of a wash. But does Santorum get a boost here, even as Gingrich thinks this might be within his grasp?
Well, I think he does. I think Senator Santorum will take the stage tonight and say, I told you. I told you we're running a grassroots organization. We're running a grassroots movement. I knew that I had won. I told you that we would be the victors in Iowa. And as a matter of fact, we did prevail. Now, what angers me about this, John, is Iowa has really clutched on to the we're the first in the nation caucus. We vote first. We take our responsibility seriously. And they can't even tabulate the votes properly. I mean, what, did they leave them in someone's back pants pocket? I think it really sheds a light on the volatility, if you will, of the first-in-the-nation process for Iowa. But from a political standpoint, I think it does give Santorum a shot in the arm because he's going to be talking about this all day today and heading into the debate.
And a shot in the arm, given the fact that Newt Gingrich, whose 6th congressional district in Georgia is not far from the South Carolina border, is enjoying some real momentum in the polls. There was a 15-point deficit more than a week ago, and now it looks like Newt Gingrich is only within the margin of error behind Mitt Romney, maybe 5 points or less. What does that mean?
Well, I had the opportunity yesterday to go to a closed-door briefing with two of the most prominent pollsters in the United States, John Zogby and Scott Rasmussen, and their polling was fascinating. A, it was nearly identical, and B, it doesn't show a strong favorability and likability for Newt Gingrich. But what it does show is that folks in South Carolina haven't really coalesced behind the idea of a Romney victory and a Romney candidate. And so they're casting around for the alternative. And it's not that they like Newt Gingrich, but it's just that they like somebody else to take out Governor Romney. So I think we're going to have a much, much closer than anticipated vote tally in South Carolina. And I tell you, Romney's the front runner now. He's the one that I'd put my money on. But we could have an upset, just as we've apparently seen in Iowa. We can have an upset take place in South Carolina. And that potential upset and that potential prospect, John, is really going to have folks sitting in Florida and some of the other early contests sitting up and saying, you know, our state and our vote could make the difference.
Well, Florida is, we were saying, actually, and you were saying more than a week ago that Florida is the big contest, but South Carolina certainly sets the stage. And on the one hand, we've got Mitt Romney, who a week ago was saying, I'm the first one to win New Hampshire and Iowa, in who is not a Republican incumbent president. Now that's no longer the case. And for 30 years, South Carolina has picked the GOP nominee for president. This is a very golden apple if somebody should get it on Saturday. If Newt Gingrich wins, does he have momentum that Romney once had, or can Romney still survive?
No, I think Romney can still survive. And here's the thing that I would stress to your listeners. What Speaker Gingrich and Senator Santorum don't have is a strong organization, an organization meaning campaign offices, campaign volunteers, a canvassing network over the telephone. They don't have the infrastructure across the early primary states in this country. And Governor Romney has to be the odds-on favorite because he's really been campaigning for president for the last 6 years. He has vast resources, both financially and as well as support on the ground with personnel. I do believe.
But Ron, let me just push back on that point. I'm really sorry to interrupt you. If with all that infrastructure, it's a squeaker in South Carolina, is Mitt Romney coming out of South Carolina a wounded front runner?
Oh, no question about it, John. That's exactly right. And that was the point I was going to conclude with. You know, he's been running for president for 6 years. He has all these assets in the ground. But if he loses, and remember, he said just the other week that history was on his side for having won in Iowa and New Hampshire. Well, now you take Iowa apparently out of the equation. If he doesn't win in South Carolina, despite his vast advantages of money and personnel on the ground, I think that could signal to folks, you know what, we really can derail the presumptive frontrunner, and we really can nominate someone else. So if I was sitting in Boston, Massachusetts, in the Romney headquarters, I'd be really worried this morning.
Ron Christie, he's in, contributor for freecountry.org, but Rick Perry is out, according to the Associated Press. Santorum wins Iowa in a revised caucus count, and Newt Gingrich has a big momentum in South Carolina. That debate tonight is huge. Thanks, Ron.
Always a pleasure, John.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.